In Eretz Yisrael, the Halachas from Zayin B'Cheshvan, you start to ask for Kshamim B'Birkas Hashanim, you say the same Talamot Olivrocho in Baruch Olim. That's the Halacha in Eretz Yisrael. Be'etzem, we had to start to daven for Kshamim Miyad after Musaf, with Musaf and Shmini Atzeres. And because the Oile Regolim, till they go back, so Chazal will metaken that we mask your Gvuras Kshomim, we'll see about Nafkeminas. But the Shaila from the Kshomim, we only ask Bishas Zayin Cheshvan when the last people managed to go back home. It's Alamal, the famous Shaila, if for the 3 weeks, that's when we need rain. But we're not asking for the rain because the people that came for Oile L'Regel, they're walking back. So we don't want them to get wet. So the Welt fragt der Kashi, so why 3 weeks before Pesach we don't stop to ask for rain? And also, they're coming to Oile L'Regel. So Chaim Kanievsky, I think, brings down one teretz that they come with coats. Here they came in the summer. So they go back, they don't have coats. Yeah, yeah. This is a teretz, they could come with coats. We don't stop. What a beer. It's not enough rain. We can't stop for asking for the rain. Here, if I can't, hopefully, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will give the rain later. In Chutz La'aretz, you start to ask for rain when the time of rain starts. That it's called Samach Yoim Achar Tkufas Tishrei. Most of the years is the 4th of December. Sometimes it's in the 5th. That's the Tolu is Alamol, if February is 28 days, so it's the 4th. If it's 29 days, so then it's the 5th. It's the Metzius. But B'darkla is the 4th. And the question is Alamol, the Maise, Bnechut, it's the first child before we go into the real Alochas of the Saint Talumoto. The Bnechut's Lorets that come to Eretz Yisrael, when they have to ask for the Saint Talumoto. So, this is klal. I want to explain. Emoshel, some chutz la'aretz like people come here for 2 days, but they keep 2 days young. This is no shaychus to the Saint Talumot. No shaychus. There is a halacha, choymri mokum sheyotzu misham, choymri mokum sheholach lesham. A ben Eretz Yisrael that goes to chutz la'aretz keeps 1 day, he's not allowed to do melocha. A ben chutz la'aretz keeps 2 days, when he becomes a ben Eretz Yisrael, the halacha's changed. This is Ein Zach. Here we're talking about the Shaila from V'Sein Talumoto. So the Aloch is V'Sein Talumoto, you ask, B'etzem, if you're the country you live, even if you're an American guy, if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you say B'Zayin. If you're Eretz Yisrael, Dike, and now you live in America, you say in the 4th of December. Now, the Shaila is, when someone comes like the Bachri, and you're like, they come for half a year, for a year. When they have to say, so the Mishneh Berurah brings down a machlekes. Well, we'll learn from Yesodus, Mizla Alocha Lemaise. In Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, the Mishneh Berurah brings down, Sifkot Nehei. Ube'eretz Yisrael, why in Eretz Yisrael, Mishbur Stam explains Pshat, why in Eretz Yisrael you start to daven so early, and in Chutz La'aretz you only daven in the 4th of December, when in the real time of the rain. So because Eretz Yisrael is Gvoya Michol Ha'arotzes, you need rain, may the Metzias as we see, Beineinu, here because it rains, summer doesn't rain, Bichlal, we need the rain, so we can't take a chance, Miyal we start to ask for rain. Chutz La'aretz, Baruch Hashem, the rain comes. Ben Eretz Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz, oy lehefech. Im daitoi b'toich shono lachzor, shoyel kemekoimoi. V'im daitoi achar shono, shoyel kemokem shum shom. Ava pishir yesh lo isha v'boni. Even though he has a wife and kids in the other country, I'm sorry, he goes to America for a year. But his family is in Eretz Yisrael. So I would say they need rain, he needs his kids to have what to drink. Let me show you, he doesn't go like that. If he were here, forget about your wife and the kids. Don't say I will daven for the rain lefi my wife and my kids. You have to daven for the rain lefi yourself. So ken kosav aprichodosh v'yivu aprimegodim. That if you have a das to go back in the year, you ask lefi the country that you came from. If you plan to stay for more for the end of the year, you stay lefi this country. Ubesefer brikei Yosef iski b'shem kama gdolim. ומערי מלכוי, כל אחד אישול בבני העיר הנמצא בו עתו. לפי where you're now in this moment. So before we go to אחרי נזמננו, הבוחר will ask, so when I have to say, בסיין תלומותו, or if someone goes away to Moshe, someone goes away for a Shabbos, to חוץ לארץ. So what he does, לפי לפריחות, לפי the first שיטה, if he's not here for the year, he goes לפי the country that he came. And if he goes to Moshe Israel, to חוץ לארץ for a day, לפי the country that he came. And lefi the other shita, every place where he is. These are the first two shitas that the Mishneh Berurah brings down. The two shitas the Mishneh Berurah brings down. Zogen de poiske zmaneinu, uberoisham Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. It doesn't mean the shana he has to stay here till Av. And even it doesn't mean also that he has to stay here till the end of Zman, that finishes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, not before, yeah? Even if he's planning to go home in the middle of the winter, if he's planning to go home after the 4th of December, he's planning to stay here till the 4th of December, he davens and he says, V'sein talumoto lefi d'minig ha'mokim. This is called Le'achar HaShana. B'toich HaShana means he's planning to go home before the 4th of December. I'm asking, when you read the Mishneh Berurah, it's mamish kepile b'chuta d'machta. Amar hazeh Reb Shlomo Zalman poiske zmaneinu say. Everyone, chutz from Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Shivina, his eroah to his talmidim and his yeshiva was that it's a shaila what to do. And b'meile he told them not to say in Baruch Oleinu, and he told the bochrim, even though they're planning to stay after the 4th of December, to say and shmak aleinu. V'sein talumoto livrocha libnei Eretz Yisrael. This is the nusach. V'sein talumoto livrocha libnei Eretz Yisrael. Say again. Lama mesakim the first chaylik. If you're planning to go home before the 4th of December, says machlekes. Lefi the first sheet in Mishneh Berurah, you don't have to say V'sein talumoto. Lefi the second sheet, you have to say. So what do you do? It's a big problem, because you can't do Sheva Al Taseh, because if you have to say V'sein talumoto, you didn't say, you're not Yetzit Tefillah. So you say the Shmaka later. If you're Mesupik, if you said, Misafik, you're not Chayzo, because Safik Brachas Log. Because maybe you don't have to say. If you're planning to go back home after the 4th of December, Lefi Reb Shlomo Zalman, you say in Baruch Oleinu, and the fear of Scheinberg, you say in Shmak Aleinu. If you plan to stay for the year, Lekula Alma, you say in Baruch Aleinu. A lot of times, the shaila that comes up came out from a lot of Bochrim every year. It will start another 2 days. They already started Be'etzim from different Bochrim that already left. What would be a Bochrim Lama Zogim, a Choshev of Bochrim, he's planning to stay till Aleph Nisan, yeah, not the day before. Oh, but his sister is getting married Monday. This Monday. Next Friday. So he's Mamish Choshev Boch, he's going for 3 days. So again, he's here till Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so he has to say Baruch Aleinu. But we said if he's going back before the Tkufa, he doesn't have to say Baruch Aleinu. Safik would say Shmak Aleinu. He's going back, but he's coming back right away. So the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa told me to tell them to start to say in Baruch Aleinu, but when they get to Chutz La'aretz, to say in Shmak Aleinu. It's Giboit on them, and two Chidushi. He's noite Bichlal, that like Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that it places Baruch Aleinu. It's a suffix because he's going to go back. So the Mele is Machriya Me'ikar Adin to say Baruch Aleinu, but when he's in America, Val is Shittas that anywhere you go, if you're the country that you are, so we suffer to say in Shema Kolei. Now, A Bochelin is planning to go back in 2 weeks. So we said, he says in Shema Kaleinu, Me'ikar Adin, he's allowed to be a Shliach Tzibur. On a Moshel, who has a better Shaila? A guy came from America for 3 days, a Ovel. He has a Dam for the Amud. He's here for 3 days. So, when he's here in 3 days, he says in Shema Kaleinu, because maybe we go to the Mokam that he is. But he could be a Shliach Tzibur or not. So the halacha is, he could be a Shliach Tzibur. So I'm sure it's Amen. Because the Shliach Tzibur is davening for the Tzibur. So the Yechidus he will say in Shema Kaleinu, and in the Chazal HaShat he will say in Baruch Aleinu. And the Ramachmer of them, Ben Eretz Yisrael, that started to say in Baruch Aleinu, and he had to go for 3 days to America. Lekule Alme, he carries on to say in Baruch Aleinu. Kevin Shehitchil, Eina Poisa. If he didn't start yet, like happened 4 years ago to Rav Shteyman, I'll tell you in a second what happened. So Shlomo Zalman said to say in Shema Kaleinu. What happened was, 4 years ago, Rav Shin Samachay, that Rav Shteyman went to America with the Ger Rebbe, the first big visit, if you remember. How old you were then? Yeah? First big visit. And it was beginning of winter. And so it was Zayin Chesh. So the Melavim asked Rav Shteyman what to say. What Saint Talumoto. So he told him to say V'Saint Talumoto Be'Eretz Yisrael. In Baruch Aleinu. In Shema Kaleinu. V'Saint Talumoto Be'Eretz Yisrael. So the London and Polovich had a shayla. Is it like this? When to start to say V'Saint Talumoto in Shema Kaleinu? When Rav Shteyman will start to say? Maybe to start in Mincha already. Because when you dive in Mincha in America, in Eretz Yisrael, you dive in already Ma'ariv. So in Eretz Yisrael already is the time for rain. Say it on the water in Eretz Yisrael. Other name. This was the suffering of the Lomni Milpanovich. Mistabo mistome only lefi de Ma'ariv dir. But then the Oilam had a Suffolk Fakel. What happens if you go to Australia? When Eretz Yisrael, I know, as he left yesterday, but Mendel Hager went to Australia. Yeah, not as long as he would go next week. He went this week. So also, he has the same problem. Maisi has the same problem. Maisi, this week is in Australia, Taker. So he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and he's in Australia. So he has the same Shema Kaleinu. He didn't ask me, but he has to say in Shema Kaleinu. So in Shema Kaleinu he has to say V'Saint Talumoto L'Bnei Eretz Yisrael. When he starts to say it, in Zayin Cheshvan in Australia is Vav Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael. In Australia now it's Friday morning. Mishayin Eridea. So Zayin Cheshvan dir, by us it's Vav. What? Australia is not Mechaya B'Saint Talumoto. Alts Eretz Yisrael, noch nicht gekommen in der Zeit. So when he will say B'Saint Talumoto? Shall he stop it? Please. No. Let me gain weiter. The halacha is, soon we'll say a second deprotim. So we know you have to say B'Saint Talumoto. I want to explain why to you it's a little bit more important to know these halachas. If a person will forget to say V'Saint Talumoto, he has to daven again. Soon we'll see the Pirtei Halochas. But before the Pirtei Halochas, why you have to daven again? Because you Mishanim Matbeah Shetovu Chachomim, or we'll see later a different Hezbah. So you have to daven again. What would it be if you misupik if you said V'Saint Talumoto or not? Misupik you have to be Choyzer, because there's a Chazoke that Mistomi you didn't say. Till 30 days. After 30 days, we say, Mistami, you said it already 90 times. So, Bemele, you became Rogil. So, while you became Rogil, Bemele, you don't have to say it again. So, again, if you forgot to say V'Saint Talumoto, you have to say it again. If you misupik, we say, Mistami, you didn't say it. And if 90 days passed, then we say, I'm sorry, if 30 days passed, we say, Mistami, you did have already 90 tefillas. Shabbos V'yontif, it's kashas. Shabbos. Abel. And b'meila you could say, Mistami, you said it. So again, if you forgot for sure, you choizer alamol. If you misupik till 30 days, you choizer. After 30 days, we say mistami, you said it, because it's already 90 tefillas, you became a muhzak. Zog the poiskim. So the eitzah, to say 90 times, v'eskol mineis v'osa letoivo, v'sein talumoto livrocho. And the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, he says, you have to add al pneo adomo. And it's not enough to say 90 times, Saint Talamoto, Saint Talamoto, Saint Talamoto. Why it doesn't help? Because the problem is when a person says, he says what he's used to. So when you say, Baruch HaShem, Azaz, Gorom, same Baruch. Because you're used to, so you have to get used to that the words, Saint Talamoto, Baruch HaTmeyadomo. And when you say these words, what carries on automatic to go out of your mouth is Saint Talamoto. So it's kedai to do it.
Why do you say Adam?
What the Shulchan Shlomo says, because then it gives you that hope. It's not. So why it's very important that all the Bochum and Yeshiva will do it. First time, because on them you mamish chazoki that you have tefillas levatole, yeah? But the problem is like this. Be'etzem, there's a suffix if you have to say the same talamoto, because you're going back. We say mechan the Rebbe Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach to say it. But it could be he's wrong. No, I want to explain. If he's wrong, so basically we don't have to daven again. So if you're davening again, it's a brocha levatol. So miyad you want to ask me if he's wrong, so why are we listening to him? The Teretz says, Shteden Tehilo le David. What happened? It happens every year. Motzi Simchas Teretz is one of the first phone calls you get. Some people, the first night, Motzi Simchas Teretz, they said, V'sei talumot on davening. It was a clap. Because, you know, the clap for the Mashi Baruch. And a little bit of a clap. And he said, Saint Talamoto. Every year I get at least one. This year was chesed, yeah? You have to daven again or not? And the Machzerim, at least they printed that, if you say Rav Ozna, that Motzi Yom Kippur and Mayim, if you say the Melech HaKodesh, you don't have to be chayzer. The new Machzerim already printed the truth for Rav Ozna. This was like one of the most questions of the world, yeah? So this is the Shaila. Zog the Tehillah le David Achidush, you don't have to daven again. Even if in the summer you said the Saint Alumoto, you have to daven again. He says, because Be'etzem, it's already time for rain. We only don't do it because the Oile Regalim. But the end, if you said it, Machnish Tois. So the Mele, when you say in Baruch Olein in Falosach Rav Shlomo Zalman, nothing happens. Rav Shaiba says, not, but witness the Psaq B'machir. We're going to Rav Shlomo Zalman, and you say in Baruch Olein. You're not going to go back. We start with Rav Shlomo Zalman. Because worst comes to worst, like the Tehillah LeDavid, mach mishtayis. But if you misupik, if you said it not, and now misupik, you're davening again, because Rav Shlomo Zalman said we have to, and the time Rav Shlomo Zalman is wrong, you're saying Baruch HaLevatole. You cannot daven again, because the halacha is, misupik you didn't say. So for a chutzlof, that is a Yerush Shomayim, I think it's very important to be makpitake, to say 90 times the same talumoto on the first night. It's coming out to the same talumoto. Yeah? To say. Now, let me get invited. I want, before we go on to the lamdas, to go a little bit through the protim. And Be'etzem, it's very wichtig to know this protim. Maybe Amol, you will chap the klolim. It will be much easier all of your life to remember this klolim. I never said this part. And I think maybe it's very important for myself. If you know the klal sheboy, it will make it very easy to remember the klolim. It's a halachas of mashi v'ruach, and it's a halachas of the same talumoto. The bevusta halacha, everyone knows, if you forget mashi v'ruach omer l'geshem, if you're a ben Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to daven again. Because you said Merid Atol. If you're Ben Chutz Lares, that you don't say Merid Atol, so then if you forgot to say Mashi Vorach Merid Hageshem, you have to daven again. If you're Ben Chutz Lares, say Merid Atol, so say Mach Meshtem, say Nechanat. So the halach is, in Eretz Yisrael, everyone knows, if they teach the kids, if you forgot Mashi Vorach, you're not Choyza, because everyone says Merid Atol. In Chutz Lares, so the places that most places in the meaning is that you don't say Merid Atol, Vemele, if you forget, you have to be choizer. And Vesein Talumoto, Lekula Alme, you have to be choizer. This is the halachas. Now, I want to say the klali. A person forgot to say mashi v'ruach umer dageshet. It's a lot of details, but I want to tell you maybe one or two klalim after it. It's negat to Benjamin, it's negat to every place. After you know this klalim, you pochus yeser could figure every time the klal. You have your doubt and you say, Atu gibor elam Hashem. Let's sit here. And he said Meirid at all. He didn't say. He forgot. What do you do? So you finish, you do like this. He said, Seimech, say, Seimech Naiflim. Finish the word Seimech Naiflim. After that saying, Mashi v'ruach u'meir nageshe. V'roi fechoylim u'mati rasur u'makai munos elishay ne'of. Why? I want to teach you the klal. This bracha has a lot of little pieces of shvach. So you put it in the middle, and you go right to the shvachim. It fits. Mechal kelchaim, mechayim meisim, soim mechloiflim, roi fechoylim, matir asurim, mashi v'ruach, meir nageshe, mechal kelchaim. That's good. So if you forget it in the middle, you finish the sense, the haimim, you finish the shvach. The moshu, you hold mechayim, and bunosu lishay ne'ofo. Micho b'echo ba'al gvuris, umidoy melech, melech mei mizim chayim, atzmei Yeshua, mashi v'ruach, meir nageshe. And you say it, and you carry on. This is Sefer Chutz La'aretz, Sefer Eretz Yisrael. What happened to Moshe, if you said it, you remember, V'nemon atol achis meisim? Oy, Mashi v'ruach umeir lageshem. What's the sign? So you say, Mashi v'ruach umeir lageshem, but you go back to V'nemon atol. Why? Because it's a din to mesayim me'ein apsiche. Atol gibol ha'el Mashem mechayim meisim. The chsime has to be mechayim meisim. So to remember the cloud. Every time I have to mesayim, me'ein ha'chasime. Me'ein ha'chasime. Me'ein ha'psiche, I'm sorry. So, be'etzem ha'ashev ha'ruach, you could stuck it where you remember. Doesn't make a difference. Where you remember, you could push it in. And then you finish the shvachim. If you finish it in the end of the shvachim, you have to say it, and then you go back to v'nemu. You said Boruch Ato, and you didn't say Hashem. Also, you say Mashiv Ruach and you go back to the Nevar. You said Hashem, here it's stolen. You said Hashem. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you say Mechayim Meisim and you forget about it. You don't go back anymore. And if you're in Chutz La'aretz, you say Landei Michukecha, Mashiv Ruach and Nemonad. What is the difference? I wanted to remember this cloud. This is Be'etzem, the Binagat of the Seyit HaLamot, and it's good to remember this. Landei Michukecha is a very shvach ezach to take the bracha and to turn it and to switch it over. You only do it when the other option will be that it will be a different bracha levatolesu. So in Chutz La'aretz, if you didn't say, if you finish the bracha now, you have to chayza. No, the best matzah is say Landei Michukecha. And Eretz Yisrael, but the Eved Yinat Chayzer, or when you said Meir Natal, so it's time to take the Baruch Ato Hashem and to turn it to become a Lamdei Nichakecho, you don't do it. This is the cloud of Mashiv Ruach. Today we're learning the Saint Talumoto, and here you will get it much more clear. You're davening Baruch Oleinu. Hashem Elokeinu Sashona Azoiz Veskomer, V'sein Brocho Al Pnei Adomo. So if you remember in the middle, you switch back. V'sein talumoto livrocha al pnei ha'adomo. V'sabeinu mitubo. V'vorech naseinu. This is the end of the brocha. There's nowhere else to stuck it in. So you go back. So in the brocha, every time where you remember, you go back to v'sein talumoto. You started Boruch Ato Hashem. If you didn't say Shem Hashem, go back. You said Shem Hashem, don't go back. Because we have a lot of solutions to you. Shema Kuleinu, we have a lot of aces yet. No rush. So don't say Lamdei Nichukecho. Remember the klal. Here you don't say la beni chokecha. Say mevorich hashoni. And the Mishnah Berurah says carry out the shmak relein. The Shmirah Shabbos says to say it here. I'll explain soon the kula from the Shmirah Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says you said boruch ata Hashem. Finish mevorich hashonim. Go to shmak relein. You get the shmak releinu before kiyato. You say v'sein talumoto livrocha al pnei adomo. Shal if you say pnei adomo or not. It says they can tell to say Atmei Adomo. Why you say Dafka there? First, it's a good place. A lot of things you could stock there. Also, everyone knows in the Siddur, when it's Atziris Kshomim, we say there a whole tefillah for Atziris Kshomim. So the place can explain that there is really a place to daven for rain. You didn't say it. And you're holding a Shmak Ulein, you say, Kiyato Hashem Shemeh. I say again, V'sein Talumoto, and you have to go back to Kiyato Hashem, Mein Nechassima. Mein Nechassima. You started Boruch Ato before Hashem, V'sein Talumoto, Kiyato. You said Boruch Ato Hashem. Now you're stuck. If you don't save the Matzev, it's lost. Lamdeini Chukecho, V'sein Talumoto Livrocha Atmei Adomo, Kiyato Hashem. You said Shemei Atfilo. Now what to do? That's him you lost. We have an Eitz and Mamesh of B'di Eitz, so we take it Mamesh Me'achoy Re'apargoy. Say it now. Why? That's him already, I'm not Shaykhis to the Broche. I was talking to the Bura, but Lema'i said I didn't start yet. I could stick it to the back of the Broche. It's such a B'di Eved that it's Mamesh Chalash Chalash. Aber it's better from doing Broches Levatol. Again. The first thing is to do lamdei chukecho to save the matzah. Secondly, stick it from the back. This is the reason Mishnah Berurah said be'etzem in Baruch Aleinu not to say lamdei chukecho and not to stick it from the back. Shmir Shabbos says it's kedai to stick it in the back there because who knows, maybe you'll forget again in Shmak Aleinu. This is the cloud. No, after you said it already. Why I'm telling you this cloud, I think it's kedai everyone to know it. I will say it one more place and then you'll hop it again. Yalevi Yobi. Everyone knows the halachas in Yalevi Yobi. In a second, we go back to the same Talumot. I just want this cloud. Yalevi Yobi was saying, let's say. Say that. You forgot Yalevi Yobi. You said, V'sachazeno enenu. Switch back to Yalevi Yobi. And again, Mein Achasime. V'sachazeno enenu v'shuchol etziyun berachmi. Yalevi Yobi. And the king of Kevin said, Yalevi Yobi. V'sachazeno. Boruch Ato. Yalav Yover. Boruch Ato Hashem. If I don't save the matzah, Boruch Ato Levatolev. Lam Deinu Chukecho. Okay, I'm saying Yalav Yover. Amazel Shechinosoi. Okay, save it. Stick it in the back. This is the klal. This is the klal Alamo. This Nekoit klal Zabiyotcho. Be'etzem, after the Baruch already is a siluk. Because when you're not mistalik, you could connect it. Boruch Ato Hashem. To save a Boruch Levatolev, this is the reason in the Saint Alumotor in Boruch Aleinu, we would not use the klal of Lamdei Nechukech. We would not use the klal of Lamdei Nechukech. The reason I'm saying over, I never said it over, but yesterday night I came home, my daughter, 14 years old, asked me to test her on all these klalim if she knows them. And, you know, I saw she knew it even better for me. So I said, this, Kenny Zainas, the little kid knows it, and Bach will not know this cloud. It goes in everything. It goes in benching when you forget Ritzei. It's a Zalbazach. Moshe, you forget Ritzei. Before Baruch Ato, you go back to Ritzei. And you say, Upnei Yerushalayim, Mein Achasim. You say, Baruch Ato Hashem. So we say, Lamdei Lechukecho, to save a Baruch. We don't have to be chayzer, so why will have to be? The answer is very poshut. I will give you one more example that you'll understand where it switches. By night, everyone knows we're not chayzer in Yalevi Yovei, not in Chalamoy. Everyone knows that it's aloche, one of the first alochas that people know. In the kachim is chayzer balaylo. You forgot Yalevi Yovei, 18 ma'ariv, and you're holding the sechazeno. Go back to Yalevi Yovei, v'sachazeno. Boruch Ato, go back to Yalevi Yovei. Boruch Ato Hashem, you give up. Why? Because here, if you will not say it, you don't have to daven again. So you don't have a right to say lam deinichu kecho. You only could say lam deinichu kecho when you're coming to save the bracha levatala. Then you could say lam deinichu kecho. Or then we stick it from the bag. But when we're not coming to save, this is the reason. Mashiv ruach madageshem. You would not say after mechayim meisim. And Eretz Yisrael, because we're not going to save. We're not saying, Lamdei Lichukecho. What? So, in Chutz La'aretz, because if we're out of Mashiv Ruach, you have to be Choyzah, so the answer Aloch is Adash. In the Mashiv Ruach. Nachzor Le'in Yoneinu. It sounds a bit hard, but if you know the Klal, it's so poshut. So you see people going back to all different places. So the Klal is very glad. You Choyzah, and every time you have to finish Me'ein HaChasimah Be'etzah, after the bracha is too late, before bracha Hashem, you save it, but you have it, you stick it from the back.
If you can stick it from the back, then why would it be a bracha?
Sticking the back is even worse. It's one more step. This is the reason Mishabuah says, really, when a person forgot in Baruch Aleinu, even if you remembered after bracha Hashem, bracha Hashem, not to say it, because it's a very long madrege. Shmir Shabbos says, but we forget a lot of times Shema Aleinu, and then we cause bracha Levatola. So mainly says to say. She did what he asked before. I heard. After you said it, you said it. So what he asked before, I heard.
Now only at night, you can't stick it from
the back.
What? Now only at night,
you can't stick it from the back. No. Again, that is aggressor of the heaven. Now, we'll go weiter. Going back to the aloha of a Saint Talumoto. You have to say a Saint Talumoto in Baruch Aleinu. You forgot in Baruch Aleinu, we said, before Vesachazeno, you go back. And before Baruch Ato Hashem, you say Saint Talumoto, Mevorach Hashanim. After that, we said Baruch Ato Hashem, we don't say Lamdeinu, you say Mevorach Hashanim. Shmuel Shabbos says to stick it at the back. Shmuel says not to. You forget in Baruch Aleinu, you say it in Shema Aleinu. We said in Shema Kuleinu, before Kiyato, you go back, Baruch Ato Hashem, Lamdeinu Chukecho. You got the Ratzei. Finish. You can't stick it to the back already. You will oiker the Broche. You have to go back. To where you go back? To where you go back? Again, you didn't say V'sein Talamotor in Baruch Aleinu. You say it in Shema Kuleinu. You forgot in Shema Kuleinu, but you didn't finish Monesra yet. You're holding in Ratzei. So where you go back to? To Baruch Aleinu. This is the halacha. Again, in Mashiv Ruach, you can't go back to Michaya Amesim, to Ato Gibor, because Kol Sholosh Rishoyin is Chad Broche. So I go back to Ato Gibor. Lashon's for Sayyid Yiftoch. That's why every time I go back to that Broche, just the Moshul, if you forgot Yalevi Yovah and you're holding Vesim Sholem, you go back to Ratzei. But if you forgot the Shemak Aleinu, Vesim Talumoto, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. You forgot Mashiv Ruach, you go back to Ata Gibor. Ata Gibor is Baruch Ata Hashem, HaMelech HaKodesh. You go back to the beginning. The Sfarim, you have to go back to HaMelech HaMishpot, so you go back to Mashiv Shavlein, Gevor Yishayinon. So the klal is you go back to that broch. If you finish Shmonesra, you Oikir Aglov, you said the second Yule Rotzayin, so you Oikir Aglov, you can't go back. But if you're not Oikir Aglov, you go to that broch back. So in Baruch Aleinu, you had a chance for Shema Aleinu. If you missed it, with all the peace out of Ratzei, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. Yalav Yov, you go back to Ratzei. At the Gibor, you go back to At the Gibor. There's no At the Gibor, all the three, every time you go back to the first three. This is the club. I think till here it's possible. Freitzach the Shaila. A person said didn't say V'sein Talamotor in Baruch Aleinu. So say Shema Aleinu. Carried on driving to Shema Aleinu. He got the Shema Aleinu, he forgot. He's holding in Ratzei. Okay, I heard a shir. He goes back to Baruch Aleinu. Goes back to Baruch Aleinu, again he forgot. Now he's holding in Ara Tzadikim. I went back and I forgot to say V'sein Talamoto. What to do now? What to do now? This Sofek, Dayan Weiss, Friedrich, Milchasi Tzchok. And I heard Shaila also from Rabbi Avraham Genichovsky. They had three tzedakim. One tzad is, again, he forgot Baruch Aleinu, he got the Shmak Aleinu. Baruch Aleinu went back to Baruch Aleinu. Forgot again Baruch Aleinu, now he's in Al Tzadikim. One tzad is, to go back to jump to Shmak Aleinu. Sounds strange. Mechates. So I will explain. Manafshach. Why a person doesn't go back to Shmak Aleinu? Person didn't say, has to say Baruch Aleinu. He forgot Baruch Aleinu, he says the Shmak Aleinu. He got the Shmak Aleinu, no. So he goes back to Baruch Aleinu. Why he goes back to Baruch Aleinu? Go back to Shmak Aleinu. What is that? Siddur Hashit, you go back there. Rabbi Yochanan, we don't pass like that. There's no back. Shmak Aleinu, you can't come from the back. Yeah, it's closed. But you can't go back to it. It's a solution. If someone didn't say Baruch Aleinu, you could finish it in Shmak Aleinu. But if you didn't say Shmak Aleinu, there's no backs. Now, this person went back to Baruch Aleinu. He didn't say it in Baruch Aleinu. So why he's walking to Shmak Aleinu? It's Kielu, he went back to Shmak Aleinu. So Manashach, so jump to Shmak Aleinu. What is the help? He say, Al HaTzadikim Shegizok. Al HaChassidim Shegizok. But Yerushalayim he said already. He was going back to say it in Baruch Aleinu. So three options. Either jump to Shmak Aleinu, either go back again to Baruch Aleinu, or to carry on davening till he gets again to Shmak Aleinu. You can't jump back to Shmak Aleinu, but this way you could come into Shmak Aleinu. I remember I went to ask him Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach this Shaila. Then I was doing. Where is the Meshugan if I guess in Tzvei Mo? I told him, Rebbe Nishtok inside, he's waiting in the Shiva for an answer what to do. So really he answered. He didn't want to answer. Where is the Meshugan? So what is the Aloch? So I'll tell you, I asked the Shaila Kimat every Godel of Israel that we have in Sunday already are not with us in the Chai. So I sent the Shaila letters to everyone. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told me to go to carry on davening and to walk to Shmak Aleinu to say Al HaTzadikim again, Al HaChassidim, and Yerushalayim, and Tzemach David, Shmak Aleinu, and Saint Talum HaMoed. This is what Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told me. And I want to explain maybe a little bit the Lamdas. From Vardas Lamdas, we're going to a very big Chakira. It's totally in two Tirutzim and Teisves and Brochas. Teisves clears as Ashayel. A person, Rosh Chodesh, you have to say Yalav Yovri. And Mincha. You forgot Yalav Yovri. So you have to daven again. You only remembered by night that you didn't say Yalav Yovri and Mincha. You daven two Mayrivs or not. Mincha, Rosh Chodesh, you forgot to say Yalav Yovri. You daven two Mayrivs or you don't daven two Mayrivs? What is the suffix? So Tesis brings down, Kostav Rabbeinu Yehuda, Im tov velo yizkir Rosh Chodesh minche, lo yispalel oid balayla. Lama yispalel balayla? By night he would not say Yalav Yovri. No point. Sheharei, Shmonesre kvar ispalel, v'yalav yovel lo ispalel. V'harav alfas kosav, v'afilu she'ein marviach klum, ispalel ma'ariv shtayim. Zogim delomdim, v'stayplo ba'archove ve'oid, what is the nachkir? Nachkir is azay. Rabbi Yehud Olurim, when a person missed yalav yovel, he has a shmonesre. He's missing a yalav yovel. No, boss, you can't say yalav yovel yalei. So you have to say a whole shmonesre to stick in a yalav yovel. Someone asked me how you could eat and bench and have a Yalav Yovri. It's just a different kind of Yalav Yovri, yeah? Rav Alfa salt, when you forgot Yalav Yovri, Sinishkin Shmonesre. Maybe you have to daven again. What is the halacha lemaisa? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't have achor. Maybe pasuk in the Mishnah Berurah misofek, you daven ma'ariv twice, and you make a tnai that it's in a double. You see them pasuk in the halacha the Mishnah Berurah. If a person forgets in Rosh Chodesh Erev Shabbos, when Milcha Yalaviyov, remember, by night you cannot daven two ma'arivs because you're not allowed to daven a dover and Shabbos. Halacha that most people don't know. So again, if you forget the Yalav Yovel and Mincha and you remember by night, in the normal time you'd make a tefillas a tnai. Mashenken Rosh Chodesh, you cannot make a tnai. And Erev Shabbos, you cannot make a tnai. But Mele, you don't daven twice. Rav Shmuel Razovsky had a shayla, a similar shayla. Happens to most people, happened this year. Rosh Hashanah Chal Yoyis B'Shabbos. Person benches. The first benching, he said Yalav Yovel. He forgot Ritzei. Second time he said Ritzei, but he forgot Yalav Yovel. He has to bench a third time or not. Never happened to you? Shalom Lemaise, if to bench a third time or not. See in a second, it's very Nagia. So Shmuel said, who is telling these two tzedodim? If with Adi Yalav Yovel, it's a Birkas HaMazon. So I have a Birkas, I need the Yalav Yovel. I need the Ritzei, I have it, I'm covered. But if we say it's Bichlav Nishkin Matbea, so I'm not covered. So what we'll say, Misafik Nedovah, because suppose you can't do a Nedovah Misafik. But it's Safik Deraisa, if you ate Kedai Sviya.
Weren't even Yetzi Deraisa?
It's a Shaila, it's Alamol a Shaila. Yetzi Deraisa or not, when the Rabbanon is called the Deraisa. This shayla is nagia a lot. I saw a tshuva from Reb Moshe Feinstein. Someone sent me a letter. The tshuva from Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe brings down he was speaking about Shabbos, a person in the Maftil. The biggest after, he said, Biyama Shabbos, he said, Biyom Tov, he said. So a lot of times people get mixed up because in the Sidurim, so a person made the biggest after and he said Shabbos. The second time he said Yom Tov. If he has to make biggest after the third time, it was the Maise, the Shor, asked Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe says, I don't think so. And he says, what would be if a person is in jail? It's a soul that's very much in Shabbos, he's in jail. Yeah. Now, but it's a Shabbos Yom Tov. Now, Shabbos davening, he remembers, Baalpeh. Shabbos Yom Tov, he doesn't remember. It's like a Moshe, daven tefillah shel Shabbos. The chen reisi belubam, he said they kidnap people and they put them in jail. It was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shvat. And they didn't have a siddur. And they knew Musaf shel Shabbos, but they didn't remember Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Musaf. And Bichlal, they didn't remember Musaf Shal Rosh Chodesh. So I told them to daven Musaf Shal Shabbos without Musaf Shal Rosh Chodesh. And when they go out, to daven only Musaf Rosh Chodesh. And to be covered. So they get a lot of times, you stuck somewhere, you don't remember Yalav Yovel. You don't remember. So what I do, I'm saying, I don't remember. You stuck with Alan Benjamin, let's say. You don't remember what it's saying. I don't remember what it's saying. So, I'll say. Later, Benjamin. That's what Reb Moshe says. So, then Reb Moshe was pushed to him that the matbeah is not a chisson on the matbeah. Was pushed to Reb Moshe is not a chisson on the matbeah. It's a dinah score. One score, two scores. You can't do one. Like, you should do one, and now there's also one. There's a ma'aseh brought down that the Biskero, Rabbi Sheber came to the Biskero, and he told him that he forgot to say Alevi Yovei in Shabbos. He forgot to say Alevi Yovei. So Biskero told him Givaldik. So now you have already made a brochas because you can have another Shmoneser, and the healer is no brochas of Atole. First one, I was good, missing, I'm not even here. Now you have Me'a Brachas this week. It's very easy for you, the Me'a Brachas. The Moshal, in the big of Kivim, the Velk Leif, if you forget Yalevi Yovah, you have to go to Shtibach to daven again in the Minyan, or you could daven be Yechidus. If the first tefillah is a good tefillah, for the Yalevi Yovah, you daven Shabbat for the Yalevi Yovah, you don't have a Minyan. A Hashman Esra be Minyan already. If the first Shman Esra is foul, so I have to daven a Minyan. This is Be'etzim the Shail. This is Be'etzim the Shail. Why it's Negeal in your name? Comes Reb Chaim, is the first Reb Chaim stanza. Zot Reb Chaim, what it be, will happen next Friday. First he forgot the Saint Alumotor in Mincha. He davens Ma'ariv twice or not? Forgot the Saint Alumotor in Mincha. Forgot he davens Ma'ariv twice or not? Zot Reb Chaim, who told him to do the Tirutzim and Teisvus. If him, Erev Shabbos, if he got Rosh Chodesh Yalevi Yovoi, the fear of being Yudah, that by night I will not say it, so here also by night I can't say it. But if we'll say that the tefillah is Golmish, so I have to daven. So Reb Chaim says, a sofek la aloche le maise. Zogt Reb Chaim, venire li, that for sure to daven Ma'ariv twice. She'ein din v'sein talumotor livroche k'din Yalevi Yovoi. She'v'sein talumotor hu chelik me'amadbea broche. ואין זה הסקורא. ואין זה הסקורא. אז זה זוכר בחיים. דבר בין זה ראיה. By, I think, by the Sfardim and by the Boston, I saw it, by the still of Boston, I saw it, I heard it was one more Hasidus Eichet. In the winter, the Sfardim Ale. In the winter, in the summer, it's a different Baruch Oleinu. It's Baruchenu and Baruch Oleinu. Shtiblach, you can see the Sidurim, yeah? What is the pshat? It's like a tumat beis. The same thing about us not a score. It's an under a mat beah. It's an under a mat beah. So Reb Chaim said poshet. You have to know that even though Reb Chaim said poshet, and Tehilo le David, is mistapek, the Har Tzvi, Reb Chaim Noe, the Kaf HaChaim, Sir Yanke Fischer, they pass in Punk Fakir. The same thing about us for sure is a score. And they say for sure la loch and not a daven lel Shabbos to Ma'ariv. So again, a person to be very careful not to forget to send alamotor and mincha of Shabbos and to remember by night because then it's the Ma'ariv. Reb Chaim says for sure to daven. So Yankee Fisher passed for sure not to daven. Tila David passed for sure not to daven. So basically, this is a big shaila that you have to know la'achro le'maise what to do. I want to go in your name. The shail is as it. The Mogen Avrom state and the Levush state, if a person Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, he said Ritzay, he said Yalevi Yovah and he didn't say Ritzay. So he has to bench again. The second time that he benches, so he says Ritzay, he has to say Yalevi Yovah again or not. So Mogen Avrom says, why not? Every benching in Rosh Chodesh, say Yalevi Yovah. It's like the Mishnah Berurah, I don't understand why you have to comment it. The first benching was Fafal, so for sure he has to say Yalevi Yovah again. Why the Mogen Avraham has to say that if you said Yalevi Yovah in the first Birkas HaMazon, second time you're saying Ritzay, you have to say Yalevi Yovah again, because why not? Why not? Because you Bechuyev. It's a Shail if you have to say again or not. So Mogen Avraham said, why not? Steht in der Levush Esrada Yisoid like this. And big chiddush. He says, when a person has to bench again, they raise the first benching. So b'meile, now when you bench again, the first benching is kilo you never benched. B'meile, you have to say Yalevi Yovah again. So B'shem Zalman said like this, you're right. Could be when a person will finish davening, and he didn't say V'sein Talumotor, he has a Shmon Esrei. And he's also only missing the Saint Talumoto. But now when he davened again, and he went back to Baruch Oleinu, they had to raise these brochas. You can't have more from 19 brochas. So it's raised till Baruch Oleinu. So it starts from scratch. When you finish the old tefillah, could be by night you don't have to daven again. Because it could be you have a Shmona Esra and you're only missing the Saint Talumoto. But when they tell you to go back, you can't stand go repeat a brocha again. So when you go back in the middle of Shmoneh Esre, it's considered erasing the bracha. So while it's considered erasing the bracha, the middle of Shmoneh Zaman Zachro is that lemais if a person forgot Yalevi Ovo, the same Talumoto, the Lashon of Shmoneh Zaman was the first time gate foul, and the middle Yikilu start again. As a Ravosner Gepaskin, and most boys can Gepaskin as it. So again, I want to make a sikum la'aloche. Legabi v'shmakuleinu da'achroev, the Rabbi Shmuel Zalman and most poskim was, that if you forgot in shmakuleinu, you got to retzei, you went back to Baruch Aleinu, you forgot again, you're holding an al tzadikim, to carry on saying, and to be mamshich. The shalas that we brought up, and on the Gale Maise is, if a person, legabi v'sein talumoto now, if a person forgot in Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, v'sein talumoto, if to dive in two mairims, the pashas is totally the two terutzim legabi yale v'yovoi. If you, by night you can't be mashlim, so here also you cannot be mashlim. If by night you could be mashlim, so here you also could be mashlim. So even though you're not going to be maskered, we don't have a psak, the Shulchan Aruch says, Misaf, you have to do the dova. So the fact that in Erev Shabbos you can't mashlim in Saint Alamoto. Reb Chaim said, Lekula Alme here is Chosav and Matbea. And Memele, Lekula Alme, you will dive into my ribs. And Reb Sriyanka Fisher, Nachlas David, and Tehillah David say that it's a fakir. Could be Tehillah David says maybe the same, but they say fakir. The kula alme, it's not a chelik from the matbea, and you're not allowed to dive into ma'iris. This shaila is very nagia lemaise to a lot of people. Bezus Hashem, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the people that will not say 90 times, and he forgot the same talumoto. He davened again. He forgot Yalev Yovei. To daven the third time or not? I'm telling you now, because when it happens, you don't have who to ask. You don't have who to ask when it happens. So the ma'aseh, the best thing is to make an adova, because the ma'aseh is a suffix. But the ma'aseh is totally done. If you're a chayim, for sure, to daven again. Felt in the matbea. On the same talumoto, you never daven. But if it does a shittas, no. Maybe here everyone is masking that I have a shmones and I have a yalev yovei and everything is okay. So the ma'aser, the only etzer is to daven, or we have to make a tnai of an adoven. It's time to daven again, mikenish. But maybe you'll have to make a tnai of an adoven. The shaila is, I want to ask you two shailas that people ask me, and I know that it sounds strange, but people show me yedias man yonis. Next Shabbos. The Baruch knows you have to say the same talumoto. He says, Baruch Aleinu, he forgot the same talumoto. He's holding in the middle of Al Tzadikim, and he remembers that he didn't say the same talumoto. It's Shabbos, Kodesh. The Etzem, he didn't have to daven all these out. So what he does now? He has three options. One option, to stop, and to turn to Shabbos, Ato Kiddashta. So Aloch is Nishna, so you have to finish the Baruch, and then you switch to Shabbos, right? He cannot finish the bracha. Because if it's a normal weekday davening, he didn't say the same talumoto. He has to go to Shema Koleinu. If he's not going to Shema Koleinu, he has to go back to Baruch Aleinu. If a person forgets the same talumoto, he has to go back to Baruch Aleinu. He doesn't go back because he has Shema Koleinu. This person will never get to Shema Koleinu. So you tell me, okay, so it's erased. It's all messed up. Okay, so stop now, go right away for Shabbos. So we might have Lefi Reb Chaim, there's no matbea here. So other what he said is words. So you can't carry on saying Baruch Hashem Mishal Miftoch Hatzadikim Ishken Mishal Miftoch Baruch Levatole. If it's only a score, so I have the Baruch. So I never knew what to do, and it's not much a problem. What happens if you bend in the middle? I don't know what will happen if it happens to you. It's not much a baya. You're in the middle of Arat Tzadikim, you want to know what to do. What happens to Shlech Tzibur? He's not going to say Tefillah Schoel.
No,
he's not going to say Tefillah Schoel.
So,
this person sent me a letter to Aruch HaShulchan. chidushim. Simon Reis Tamaches, I'll read what he says. Yesh mishirot zoleima, benim shal bebrika shel chol ad mevorach ha-shoni, v'oyo b'choyref, v'loy omar talumoto, v'gomar ha-broche, v'nizkar v'chozor shel Shabbos, v'gomar ha-tfile, tzorich lachzor v'leima v'sein talumoto. It's David again. It's my Mishapella. So I'm saying, I'm going to say, I'm taking my eyes on what to do with my God. This is a, I'm just saying, the minute it's Kedai to say 90 times and not to go into these fakers. Do I give a personal shit
to you? In the whole Shmona Esrei.
What is happening with Alat Tzadik? What are you doing with Al Tzadik?
Oh, it's a problem. Let's say he finished the bracha, then that's an answer. If he finished Al Tzadik.
He finished, maybe it's an
answer. Is that sometimes a good answer for a number of these situations? Is that a Sheikh Tzibu rating? That's better than...